episode 2255, Love Grows Here.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy day. I hope you're ready for an incredible weekend. I know my son is looking forward to it because it is the beginning of his spring break. And you know what? Spring is around the corner. In fact, if it affects you, we've got daylight savings this Sunday, March 14th. So be sure to set your clocks up an hour. But you know what? I don't want you to think about losing an hour. I want you to think about what you can gain in your marriage. It is relationship builders. Love grows here. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already have had the opportunity, you want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. This episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. Well, I don't know if you've noticed or not, but my voice has gotten a little extra scratchy throughout the week. So for that, I apologize. But really, honestly, I don't know why, because I feel fine. But a few of you have sent me emails and said, Christiane, is everything all right? Everything is great. I just think spring is around the corner and my vocal cords are saying otherwise because I'm out walking all the time, which, by the way, I love. And one of these days, I'm taking you on the walk with me. But that's for another episode. So let's dive in. It's relationship builders. Love begins in a moment, grows over time, and lasts for an eternity. Every day, love grows here. So I've got a question for you. What have you done for your marriage lately? Spring is around the corner. And it's amazing to me how when spring comes, what do we begin to think of first? We like to tend to our gardens. Well, just as we tend to our gardens, we also need to tend to our marriages. Marriage can be beautiful, full of blooms and bright colors, or marriage can be overrun with weeds and blah colors. You see, I know this too well because I'm working on my beds right now. No, not the thing I sleep in. All where the flowers are planted. I got my son after he finished school yesterday and we went to get the mulch. I'm talking bags upon bags. I mean, lots of mulch. There's a lot of planting I need to do this year. And I'm looking at it and we had this horrible winter, right? Snow that we weren't supposed to have, way over a foot, records broken. And I'm like, seriously? So some of my plants were damaged. Some were already dead, but I was hoping that they might make it through. Oh, no, no. So I have to dig out and replant. Well, you know what that does for me? It gets me thinking. It gets me thinking about you. It gets me thinking about me and my marriage. Planting. The way we tend to our gardens, we also need to tend to our marriage. We got to take out the weeds. We got to take out the stuff that clogs it all up, that makes it look ugly. No one wants to have an ugly marriage. I mean, do you? Seriously. And then you think about, well, I want things to be a certain way. Well, you go and you pick out certain plants or a certain color mulch if you like the dyed mulch. You can go the plain, regular, plain old like bark colored mulch. That's fine. But some like to have a little pizzazz to it. How do you make sure love grows here for your marriage? Well, you got to plant for your spouse. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Plant for your spouse. And that simply means choose your spouse. You go to the garden center and you start picking out your pretty flowers. And you pick out what? Most of the time you pick out your favorites. Why aren't you doing the same for your spouse? Why aren't you picking out your favorites for your spouse? I'm not saying picking favorite spouses, right? No, no, no. That's not where I'm going. I'm saying you have to pick and choose for your spouse. When we get up in the morning, are we getting up on the wrong side of the bed just to be kind of a jerk? I mean, seriously, think about that. Because your attitude, you get a choice for it. You get to choose whether or not you're going to be fussy, whether or not you're going to be happy, whether or not you're just going to say, you know what? I'm going to look forward to life. I'm going to just see what comes my way. You can look with an eye of what? Gratitude. Plant for your spouse. What is it that you can do to choose your spouse daily? Well, there's three things. Just like with planting, there's three major things you need: water, fertilizer, and sunshine. And that's how we break it down. Number one is water. Purposefully recommit daily. Your plants need to be watered, and so does your marriage. If you don't water it, what's going to happen? It's going to dry up and die. We know that, right? Just as we as human beings need to drink our water and hydrate, our plants need water, and so does our marriage. So your actions and words need to elevate your spouse, support him in his endeavors. What does she want with her dreams? Purposefully recommit daily. Water, water it. Now, don't overwater it. Why? Oh, yeah. Things become a little brown. Have you ever seen those leaves? And they start to turn brown on the ends. We have hibiscus. Love my hibiscus trees. And when our hibiscus trees get too much water, what happens to their leaves? They don't turn brown. They yellow out. Eventually, yes, they can turn brown and then the leaves fall out. Yes. But as a whole, it turns yellow, stays yellow until it falls, then it turns brown. We don't want to add too much, right? But too less isn't good, so it's got to be just right. Water. Purposefully recommit daily. What can you do to support your spouse in actions and in words? And you know what? That also means you need to include your thoughts. Because your thoughts lead to your actions and the words that you use. Number two, fertilize. You got to fertilize your plants. If you want them to grow beautifully, if you want those blooms to be bright and voluptuous, don't you love that word? It just sounds beautiful. You got to then express your love in a flirtatious manner. Fertilize it. Drop the pretty bombs, right? Drop them. Keep the chase alive. When your spouse does something ridiculous, I'd choose you, babe. You're adorable. You wanted it then, you want it now. Be funny, laugh a little, dance a little. Have fun in life. Flirting is a good thing in your marriage. It doesn't stop just because you say, I do. Water, fertilize. And finally, number three, you got to add the sunshine. Love with a searching heart. There's just something about the sun and the heart together. It seems to go together. And that sunshine is important for plants. You know that. And as for our marriage, love with a searching heart is important. That's the sunshine in our marriage. Be inquisitive, always learning, always growing and watching with your spouse. What are his interests lately? Because I'm telling you, they have changed. If you were to look at your spouse, however many years ago it was, to where he is now, I guarantee you, you're not looking at a different man. You're looking at a changed man. And some would argue, well, that's different. Well, not really, because it's the person that you married in front of you. It's just that his interests have changed. There's nothing wrong with that. But you need to grow together in that. And we, when it comes to being a couple, we honestly tend to forget that because we're caught up in our own little stuff. Have you ever noticed that when you plant flowers together, certain ones, that they actually encourage each other to grow? Or it can be the other way around. You can plant a weed, and what does the weed do? It chokes out the good, right? It eventually destroys it, hence a weed. So you want to plant the good stuff. Otherwise, we all would care less about weeding our flower beds. We'd leave it all overgrown. Then it'd be less work for us. But it doesn't give that awe that you're looking for, that prettiness. Sorry, my voice can't go up high, so I can't give you that full angel effect today. You got to water, fertilize, and add sunshine. When you look at your marriage as tending to a garden, I do believe it changes your perspective. So when you're out and about, going to your neighborhood park, driving to the garden center, Maybe you even invite your spouse to say, you know what, hon, would you like to go pick some flowers with me? Maybe a fun activity to do would be, I want you to pick your flower and I'm going to pick my flower. I want us each to have a flower. And every single time you tend to that flower, I want you to think about what you can do for your marriage. Now you can have a house plant. Some people say, well, I don't have a backyard. That's okay. Make it a house plant. There are plenty of house plants. You can buy an orchid. You can do ferns. There's so many things out there and options. You can even have a cactus. Or you may choose that I want fresh flowers every single week. Great. Then choose something that reminds you of your spouse and vice versa. And make this a marriage building spring session of just awesome coming together. Because I know the last year, it's been a little rough. And sometimes we look at each other and we're like, and we want to kind of fight because we're tired of being on top of each other, not physically, but just emotionally stressed about situations, finances, job, children, even relationships. And so sometimes we need something different. We need to bring some brightness and freshness into our marriage. And one way you can do it is through a garden. Choose your spouse today. Plant for your spouse. Know that what you're doing every single day is either adding or taking away. And when you add, think about that you're watering and fertilizing and adding that sunshine. But when you take away, the weeds are growing. And we know how pesky weeds are. And if we're honest, whether we really like to clean our flower beds or not, none of us like to really look at the weeds. There are some beautiful weeds. I get that. But most of the time, they're not. They're just pesky little plants that you're like, I'm done with you. You're killing my other plants. You got to get out of here. So it's time to clean it up a little bit. And it's time to come together and look at what you can do for your marriage. Go all in. Love grows here. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful weekend. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.